Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories. City Hall fails to ban a lap dancing club. Antisocial behaviour is blamed for a lack of pharmacies for drug addicts. And city folk are left enraged as an eyesore site is left abandoned for a decade.
Rising antisocial behaviour in a part of Norwich has been blamed on a lack of pharmacies. Local councillors have linked problems in the town close area with a shortage of pharmacies providing methadone prescriptions to people battling drug addiction. Emma Corlett, independent county councillor, said, "There are ongoing significant issues in town close due to the reduction in the number of pharmacies giving supervised methadone prescriptions across Norwich. My local Brilliant Community Pharmacy in Vauxhall Street is one of the few that offers this service. Unfortunately, the impact is that it draws a lot of people from across the city who are caught up in the chaos of addiction, who then remain in the area all day after picking up their prescription first thing in the morning. There's been a sharp rise in associated antisocial behaviour, fights and drug dealing, often within sight of local children. There's also the reckless discarding of drug paraphernalia, which is a public health issue. Norfolk County Council and its partners are investigating more in Norwich on the issue of drug use. The National Pharmacy Association claims pharmacies are closing at a rate of 7 a week due to the pharmacy budget cuts and increased medicine costs. Closures in Norwich include Lloyd's Pharmacies at Sainsbury's in Pound Lane and Queen's Road, plus Boots Pharmacies at Anglia Square, Coleman Road and Lawson Road.
A sheep was left severely injured in an attack by an out-of-control dog at a popular walking spot on the outskirts of Norwich. Around 300 sheep were grazing on the marshes at Caister Roman Town, 3 miles south of Norwich, when the dog launched its attack, causing the herd to scatter. One of the animals could not get away in time and was nearly ripped apart by the dog, which was not on a lead. Two members of the public saw the attack and rushed to the sheep's aid, finding it severely injured. The dog ran off and the pair did not see its owner. Natalie Butler, director of the Norfolk Archaeological Trust, which manages Caister Town, said, "It's really very awful. The sheep is still alive, but it doesn't look good, not just from the physical injuries, but the trauma of being chased by a dog. Sheep find this so stressful, the shock can kill them, or if they're pregnant, they can miscarry. Our shepherd is very upset that this has happened, and he is very worried about the other sheep and whether they will recover from the trauma." Dogs are allowed at Caister Roman Town, which is a popular walking spot, but only if they are on leads.
It was supposed to be a stylish new housing complex and vibrant commercial hub in a prime riverside location. But residents in Norwich's much-hyped St Anne's Quarter development have instead been left looking at a grotty swathe of wasteland for an entire decade. The Orbit Homes £85 million project was set to create 437 new homes and 22,000 square feet of commercial space. But only 247 homes have been built so far, and many of the commercial units remain empty. Local folk are increasingly incensed that a large dead zone adjoining King Street has been left barren and boarded up for 10 years. Stephanie Northern, a member of the King Street Neighbours, said, "It's a substantial site in the city centre that is just not being used. It is such a waste." Orbit Homes has claimed that the COVID pandemic stalled the development and they are currently looking for a contractor to complete the work. St Anne's Wharf, a former brewery industrial site between King Street and the River Wensum, stood empty since 1999. Before it was bought by Orbit Homes in 2014. One of the suggestions we have made to Orbit is to turn the whole site into an urban park. Green Party City Councillor for the Mancroft Ward, Amanda Fox, said that something has to be done to stop developers hoarding large areas of land indefinitely. "They are forcing residents to live in the middle of an ugly building site," she said. "It is an eyesore. The stalled section of the St Anne's development included the promise of a number of trees. Instead of attractive trees and shrubs, residents are left with hoardings that just attract graffiti." A spokesman for Orbit Homes said, we remain strongly committed to the continued delivery of high-quality, energy-efficient and safe homes. We have successfully completed 247 homes, which include much-needed shared ownership and affordable rent homes in the centre of Norwich. As well as completing over and above the number of affordable homes required by the Section 106 agreement for this site, the development has provided a plaza area with associated commercial units. We appreciate the delays have been disappointing for our customers, but we are working hard to bring forward a solution.
A new comic book pop-up has opened in Norwich Market. Paul Dunn founded The Comic Crush, a website that specialises in selling the latest comic book releases, in 2019 and is now bringing his products to city shoppers. The business owner has hosted pop-up shops in the past, but is now settling for a couple of weeks in Norwich Market. I sell an extensive range of American comic book singles and specialise in providing complete sets and storylines for readers, said the 49-year-old. Hunting for a specific issue for years can be fun, but it's tiring. The Comic Crush is on stall 12 of the Norwich Market, and customers can expect a diverse collection of comic books and pop culture memorabilia.
Lap dancers have scored a victory over City Hall after officials tried and failed to ban performances at a Norwich club. The restrictions at Sugar and Spice in Prince of Wales Road were brought in by councillors last year due to fears about the safety of employees. However, the club owners fought back and their appeal was heard by Norwich Magistrates Court, where dancers said they had never felt in danger at work and did not think lap dancing increased the risk of inappropriate conduct by customers. The council's decision was overturned, marking a fresh defeat in its recent attempts to crack down on the sexual entertainment industry. The row began during the yearly review of Sugar and Spice's sex establishment licence last March, which saw councillors propose that dancers should not be allowed to sit on or straddle customers at the club. Previously, the performers had been permitted to do so except when naked. This was due to concerns about the extent of contact between dancers and customers, and the changes were intended to maintain boundaries and avoid the blurring of lines. Norwich Magistrates Court ruled in favour of the club bosses after hearing from the performers, overturning the ruling made by City Hall to prohibit sitting on or straddling customers.
Paddleboarders have discovered the wreck of a scooter which has been rusting away at the bottom of a river for 16 years. John Frosdick and his daughter Caitlin were litter-picking while paddling along the River Wensum near Helsden when they made their remarkable find. The machine was too heavy and wedged on the riverbed for them to be able to raise it, although they did manage to bring up the registration plate. From that, they have discovered that the machine is a Peugeot Speedfight, which appears to have been off the road since 2008. Mr. Frosdick suspects it had been in the river ever since then and has posted the details on Facebook in an effort to solve the mystery of how it ended up there. He said, "We decided to do a litter pick as a family because the amount of garbage was astonishing. We found plenty of water bottles and beer cans, the usual stuff, but the last thing we were expecting to find was a 50cc motorbike. The number plate came off in Caitlin's hand." He wants to reunite the long-missing vehicle with its owner and asks anyone who might recognise the licence plate, V768DNG, to contact Norfolk Nutrients, where he works, on Facebook.